This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 11 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this story is called Spooning. It was supposed to be a nonsense piece for my June short story challenge, but it's really more silly than actual complete nonsense. Morning comes too early. I'm pulled from sleep in the middle of REM. I stumble to the kitchen in that half-aware state between sleeping and waking. The dogs are barking at nothing. Or something. Maybe they see things I don't. Maybe the leaves 3 blocks away really are a threat. Coffee. Coffee won't listen and understand, but it will make the morning feel less like razor blades and more like something merely annoying. Like when I get a hair caught in my eyelash, but I can't quite grab it, and it keeps irritating me until I'm ready to gouge my eyes out with rusty spoons. Dull ones, because fruit spoons would make it too easy. I've been using that line for years, and I've never revealed that I actually stole it from Swoozy Kurtz's character in a film-for-TV production of The House of Blue Leaves, where she threatens to commit suicide by slitting her wrists with spoons. Except, that's not quite right. Spoons. Coffee. Milk. I pour the milk into the cup first and the coffee on top because I'm lazy and don't want to have to wash an extra spoon. I watch the abstract patterns form and I have the line from that Carly Simon song riffing in my head. I had some dreams, they were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee. And suddenly I'm on a sailboat on a coffee sea and the sails are cocktail napkins held up by masts made of balsa wood stirrer stick masts. Wait, I said that already. Whatever. Anyway, a wave of cafe au lait washes over my boat and I pick up a teaspoon oar and try to beat it back, but it drenches me and even worse, it's decaf. Beeping. I hear beeping. Maybe it's the emergency beacon and someone is floating me a stack of shortbread to float home on, or maybe it's the alarm and my REM sleep was never actually interrupted after all and it was all a dream within a dream and the only spooning I'm doing is being the inside one in the stack formed with me and my husband, who is snoring like foghorns loud enough to wake the dead. And the dogs bark and he rolls on his back and I pull him back to me. You have to stay on your side, I say, because there are lizards coming to scoop out your brains and they drink decaf and it's awful. He holds me tighter. I go back to sleep. And in the morning, he brings me caffeinated coffee in a mug with dinosaurs on it.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.